USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced a multifaceted plan on Thursday to combat the continuing COVID pandemic. The largest part of his plan involved new federal vaccine requirements that would have all employers with 100 or more employees mandate that their people get vaccinated or test negative for the virus at least once a week. During his remarks, the president said his policy was about protecting Americans first and foremost.
We need to do more. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans.
The Republican National Committee says it will sue the administration when the president's executive order goes into effect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will soon release the number of illegal immigrant apprehensions that occurred at the southern border in August. That number is expected to be around 190,000, down slightly from a 21-year high in July. Congressman Chip Roy says it's hard to visualize those numbers unless you see them for yourself. The Texas Republican tells Fox News about a recent trip he took to the border with Senator Ted Cruz and the movement of people he witnessed.
The number of people coming in between the ports of entry are enormous. Senator Cruz and I were at a checkpoint, and we sat in a scanning booth looking at trucks as they come through. And they can only get like 1 out of 10 or 20 of those trucks. 30 minutes after we left that booth, we went down to the river. We saw 33 illegal immigrants that were just sitting on the other side of the river waiting to come across, being led by a cartel leader. We then got an image from one of the Border Patrol agents showing us 29 immigrants in the back of a truck that were caught with one of those scans that Senator Cruz and I had just been looking at. That was all in the matter of a couple of hours while we were sitting in Laredo.
This is you.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate on Thursday that will compel all employers with more than 100 employees to require them to get vaccinated against COVID or be tested for the virus on a weekly basis. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says that mandates can be used to increase vaccination rates. He tells ABC News that he hopes the president's moves will move the needle for COVID shots.
And there are still 80 million people in that group who have not gotten vaccinated and are not inclined to do so unless required. I think mandates are a way to move forward on that. As a pediatrician, I'm used to mandates. Children are required to be vaccinated to go to school. As new vaccines arrive, they're looked at and considered as to whether they should be required. And this is a situation where one's own decision about vaccination has health consequences, not just for that individual, but for those around them. So I'm hopeful that this will literally move the needle when it comes to COVID vaccination.
A judge has temporarily blocked a Florida anti-riot law. U.S. District Judge Mark Walker ruled on Thursday that the law violated the First Amendment, calling the bill's provisions too broad and its definition of a riot unclear. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is confident, though, that the law will stand on appeal. He told reporters Thursday that he expected the ruling as a predetermined conclusion from that court. He said the state would appeal the decision and win. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers began their defense of their Super Bowl title with an opening night win over the Dallas Cowboys 31-29. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.